So when I was in second grade, a long time ago, before most of your parents were born, my whole class got to go to First Communion as a group. The girls were all dressed in beautiful white dresses. The boys were dressed in, actually, I think I had to wear white slacks, and a white tie. And my hair was sort of disobedient. And so my mother took some, you know, stuff and plastered it down so that I would stay as handsome as I was. And since that day, every time I have been able to go to communion and receive the body and or the blood of Jesus Christ, do you know what's happened? I have been connected to every single member of the church all over the world. So that whenever I go to communion, all of the brothers and sisters that I have in the Catholic Church are with me. That's a big family, isn't it? Fortunately, you don't have to send them Christmas cards, so it's okay. But what it does is it means that wherever we are, when we're able to go to Mass and receive communion, that we stand in a beautiful community that is supportive and holy and helpful. And that all starts today with you guys. You guys are in a unique space, obviously. Normally, you know, we do this in a different way, but we're doing it this way today. It doesn't mean anything less than Jesus Christ is going to be in your hearts in a very short moment of time. And that's going to happen every single time you go to communion, that Jesus will be present in your hearts and in your head. Kind of cool, huh? I think it is. It still makes me feel wonderful. And I've been receiving communion for a very long time. I mean, a really long time. And it still makes me feel just like it did the first time, that Jesus Christ is coming into me and is being part of me so that I can talk to him, just like I'm talking to you guys now. So this experience is unique. This is the only time that you'll be the first time you receive the body of Jesus Christ. But each time you do it will be a new opportunity for you to sit and talk with Jesus when you go back and sit at your chair while you're waiting for everybody else to go to communion. Right? Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Questions? Yes. Well, because there was a piece of my hair that stuck up like this, and she thought it shouldn't. So she went, so it would stay down. It still pops up from time to time when I let it grow really long. Yes, ma'am.
What did she plaster it down with?
Yeah, they don't make it anymore. I think they call it Brill Cream. Your grandpa might know. Where's your grandpa? Where's grandpa? Do you still, yeah, you remember Brill Cream, right? Yeah. Okay, any other questions? This is a very special day, and I'm glad that I was able to help you celebrate it. Just remember that the first time is going to be like the next time, and the next time, and the next time. Because when you hold Jesus in your hands, he's your brother. And I know some of you don't like your brothers. That's okay. This one's a special brother. You can like him because he loves you and always will. So this is a special day, and I'm glad. So I hope you enjoy the day. I hope that when you get to take Jesus and put him inside you, that you understand and feel the warmth of Jesus in your heart. And I hope that that happens every single time you go to communion. Okay? All right, masks on. Because you have to go back to your seats. So put your masks back on. I will tell you that when at my first communion, I didn't have to wear a mask, but I did have to wear a tie. Yes? I had a real tie. I had to tie it. I still know how to tie ties. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. Okay, off you go.
You thought we were finished, didn't you? Brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful, wonderful concept. And as a Dominican, I have lots of brothers and sisters worldwide. Sister Karen, who is part of our community, is a Springfield Dominican, and she is my sister. And all of the brothers that I have worldwide are my brothers as well. And I came from a family where there were four brothers and a sister. And before you feel bad for my sister, her nickname was Duchess, and she was Dad's favorite. So she was not an abused child amongst her brothers. So I get this concept of brother and sister, and when we are able to celebrate the Mass together, or when we pray together as a community, we stand in unity with the worldwide church. And it happens here as well. Whenever we as a community celebrate the Eucharist, we are standing in community with everybody else who is Catholic in the world and everybody else who receives Jesus Christ. And so I think it's important for us to remember that we don't operate in a vacuum, that this is not just Columbia, St. Thomas More Newman Center Parish all by itself with nobody else paying attention. Because each time we come together to pray, we are praying in the name of our brothers and sisters. And I have to tell you that that's a pretty powerful voice. Now I'm done.